for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
I'm sure some of you recognize my profile pic. Yes, this is the Ethan from Ethan's Erasers. I'm the sole owner and operator of this establishment. And I'm also, apparently, a big fucking joke to you people. My lifelong dream of operating a high-end eraser boutique has been a huge and colossal mistake. Just like everything else in my life. But you people never make any mistakes. Apparently, you never have to erase a goddamn thing. Who opens a high-end eraser store? One star.
Imagination began to give form and substance to the new art form called.
Our world is overrun with unethical capitalism, incorrect orders, and fraud. Fees are being hidden. Promotional rates are expiring without notification. Rampant unprofessional fuckery is everywhere. It must be done. And you must be the one to do it. In these dire straits, it's your duty as a consumer of Earth to wield the greatest weapon in your arsenal. The One Star Review. Oh, sorry, I thought I had time to sneak in a quick call. Welcome back to the Space Window for what is sure to be the worst podcast in the world, the One Stars. My name's Negative Nancy, and I've been on hold for 45 fucking minutes. This is probably going to take a while. Do you want to introduce the first review, chatbot?
I sure do, and I know just the one.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I?
It's beans.
Just beans?
No. It's canned beans!
Beans. What am I doing with my life? Everyone, please enjoy this review of canned beans.
Hey, I thought you said I could introduce...
The following reviews are 100% true, in the sense that due to the nature of the multiverse, all possible events and outcomes are true in some timeline. Today's reviews come to us from the timeline in which everyone is twice as stressed as they are in our dimension. It's... real bad. We're all freaking the fuck out.
Listen, let me be clear. This product, Heart Lakes Butter Beans, accomplishes exactly what it set out to do. For a canned bean, the flavours are strong and well-balanced. The texture is indicative of a tight bean and not a loose bean. It's quite perfect for a canned bean. And therein lies the problem. Heart Lakes has not in any way failed in its undertaking. It provides a quality canned bean at a low budget-friendly price. The problem is that canned beans are awful. They spit in the face of a refined palate. I should know. I've tasted and reviewed over 378 canned bean products and have yet to find an adequate canned bean. In many ways, Heartlake's butter beans sit atop a bean mountain. But at the end of the day, that's just a hill of beans. And no one gives a fuck about Bean Mountain. One star.
Well, I'll tell you what my problem is, Terry. I had to wait on hold for 15 minutes to get through to you. Right, but why do I have to wait? Can't you make someone else wait? It's really not fair. Look, let me speak to your supervisor. What's their name? That sounds ridiculous. What's their real name? So the name is really Charlie Brown, is it? Oh, piss off. Let me speak to your supervisor. Chatbot, can you get this one? I'm about to end this man's career.
Our next review comes to us from Edge of Boise 2002. It's a super duper review of a can of mace. I'm so excited.
Just introduce the review, Chatbot. We don't need your commentary.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yes, oh hold. You know oh hold, stop asking.
Those of you living in the South Boise area have probably already heard of me. Some people might call me a superhero. No one has actually called me that yet, no, but crime fighting isn't all about the hero label. And believe me, you can't just take out an ad in the newspaper to ask for that kind of thing either. You have to earn it. And I earn it by patrolling the mean streets of Boise, Idaho. I stop criminals, those vile creatures of the night who would dare to harm the citizens of my fair city between 12th and 2nd Street on the south side of Boise, Idaho. Keeping the public at peace has become quite the challenge for me after I accidentally left my gun at a playground I was protecting. I set the gun down on the merry-go-round, turned my back for like 30 minutes tops, came back from the slide, and it was gone. Just gone. No clue what happened there. But that's actually what led me to your product. I found myself in need of a new go-to weapon, and based upon a nice Facebook ad I read, I felt like Herman's pepper spray might be an adequate non-lethal alternative. I immediately bought a lifetime supply. A crime-fighting lifetime supply. 7 of them. So the canister is sleek, stylish, and light. It's easy to conceal in your pocket or in a utility belt. No problem there, dog. My main issue with Herman's pepper spray has been that it's not very easy to see the hole where the spray actually comes out. If I were to design something like this, I'd make the ring around the hole bright yellow, or I'd add an arrow, or a little tag that said, "Hey, this is it! Here's the hole that stuff shoots out!" You know? Because it's hard to see, right? So, anyway. Due to the reckless design skills from you folks over at Herman's Pepper Spray, I fell victim to friendly fire in my own living room. Yeah, it was embarrassing. But the bottom line is that if a highly trained night stalker such as myself cannot reliably use this deadly weapon, then how is the average person supposed to? I'd really like this question answered at some point, but if you don't feel like responding, well, I'm going to have to take things into my own hands, and I will make it my sworn duty to stop people from purchasing this product. And you know what? Justice starts with this review. 1 star.
Well, Charlie, I want you to know that I understand why you've chosen not to waiver the fee, and I'd also like you to know that you sound like a hungry baby. Your mum must have had itty-bitty tiny titties.
Good one.
I thought so. Ooh, hear that? That's the sound of unchecked capitalism grinding us all into mash. No beans. And that means it's time to wrap things up with a review from your universe. Can you take this one for me, chatbot? Well, on with it. Come on, hurry up. We haven't got all day.
Wouldn't want to accidentally give my opinion.
Finally! Oh, you had a bit more you needed to get set up, did you? Out of curiosity, what's your return policy, chatbot?
I've never really thought about it before. I'm not sure. I mean, if people love me, I definitely try to return the love back to them, and...
No, I meant, like, returning you to...
Hugs? I definitely return hugs, too.
Sure, chatbot. What's your hug return policy?
One-arm side hugs are good, but full-on tummy-to-tummy hugs are preferred.
You don't even have a tummy. You're digital.
It can still be my preference.
Fair enough.
Where the heck in space are we headed to next?
Let's go to the south.
South... space?
Yes.
You know I'm not the ship, right? Or at least not the navigation part.
What? Then what do then?
I keep you company. I provide you with happiness, optimism, and love. Side effects may include severe cases of giggles, wiggles, or diarrhea.
I'm just going to ignore that bit.
And it's my job not to let you. When you're cruising out in space and you gotta dump some waste, diarrhea.
Please stop.
Diarrhea. When you're thrusting your rockets near a black hole and something rips out your...
This is your job.
Not only my job, really. It's my only function. I'm your buddy. Get it?
Is that canned laughter?
Yeah, the people who recorded that died a long time ago.
You're really terrible at this.
I was programmed using data points mined from all of your readily available personal information. I'm made of everything you think is funny. You may say you hate me, Negative Nancy, but I'm engineered to be your best friend. Forever!
You're supposed to be the culmination of everything I think is funny.
Yes!
That can't be possible.
It's so true. They analyzed everything you ever read, said, watched, or looked at online, and after removing all the problematic stuff, I'm what's left.
That makes sense. So, if you're not in charge of navigating the Space Windu, who or what is?
I think his name is Mike, maybe? Also, he might be a cat.
There it is! Episode 3 in the can. Only 2 more episodes left.
3 episodes left. Not 2.
Oh, that's right. 3 more episodes left. Shit.
How did you end up all the way out here on the Space Windu if you're so bad at math?
It's not just math. I'm bad at most things, especially making decisions. And that's probably why I'm on the Space Windu.
Nah, you're great, buddy.
Are you programmed to say that? Do you even like me at all?
Nah, you're great, buddy. 3
more to go. Good night, everyone.
So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen.
The posting stated that this collection would be accompanied by a certificate of authenticity. What it actually came with was a torn-out piece of spiral notebook paper with a badly misspelled version of the word certificate written at the top. Underneath that was a list of names and phone numbers with a note to, quote, call my friends if you don't believe me. Ha! Genuine autographed Patrick Dempsey underwear? My ass! You're a godless scammer. 1 star.
The One Stars is a Good Point podcast. This episode was written and produced by Jeremy Ellett. The Eraser Store, Can of Beans, and Mace Reviews were all co-written by Seamus Burns.
And as always, the One Stars would be absolutely nothing if it weren't hosted by me, the lovely, beautiful, and ever so charming Negative Nancy.
Still voiced by Emma Elizabeth.
Seriously, who keeps saying that? I swear I'm going to get pest control out. But also, I had a little bit of help from some of my space cowboys.
I'm Blythe Renee, and I played Chatbot. You can find more about me at blytherenee.com. Can't spell it? Then you can't know about me. Don't worry, I'm boring.
Hi, my name is Nina Nikolic. You heard me as the Can of Beans reviewer.
I'm a voice actress and content creator, and you can find all of my work at kidkerrigan.tv. That's Kid, K-I-D, Kerrigan, K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N.tv. See you around the internet.
Congratulations, you've made it through episode 3, and I hope you really enjoyed it. Today I was the announcer and also the Mace reviewer. Yeah, that was fun. Hope you guys liked it. And yeah, again, if you want to find me on the interwebs, it's the_Garen. Just look for it. Just look for it. I'm everywhere. Everywhere.
Ashley Kay is an aspiring voice actor from Boston with her two cats and her spouse. Just don't get her started on Doctor Who or she will never shut up.
I'm Jess Kaczynski, and for this episode, I played Ethan from Ethan's Erasers. You can find me on Twitter at angryartist113, and you can find my illustration work online at jessicakuczynski.com. Kuczynski is spelled K-U-C-Z-Y-N-S-K-I.
We look forward to hearing from you, and you can look forward to hearing from us on the next episode of The One Stars.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.